Okay, today is May 30th, 1984, and I'm in Galena with four members of the Nallner family. This is the Yukon-Koyukuk Biographical Sketch Project, and we're working on a biography of Edgar Nallner. And I think the easiest thing for me to do is just let you go around and say your names.
Josephine Roberts from Tanana.
Mary Carlo. Florentine Cooper.
Well, they call me Patty as a nickname, but my real name is Edgar Nallner Jr., and Patty would be fine.
Okay. Thank you. I think maybe it might be good to start out and just talk a little bit about your mom, who her parents were, when she was born, and anything that you happen to know about her years growing up.
Well, my mother was born October 15th, 1904, at a site I think they call Old Village there below Old Loudoun.
Mm-hmm.
And her parents were Agnes Antosky and Johnny Antosky.
And can you tell us a little bit about her growing up years from things she might have told you?
Well, she talked a lot about her grown years. As she said, she was an only child because all her little brothers and sisters just died as an infant, you know.
Mm.
And I guess she talked a lot with me in her Athabascan language because I spoke, you know, both Athabascan and English.
Mm-hmm.
As in our household, our dad talked with us in English and our mother talked with us in her native tongue.
Mm-hmm.
She was not too good with English language. That was her problem. Yeah, I remember my mother as a hard-working lady.
Mm-hmm.
She trapped, and alongside of my dad, you know, they used to go out, and our Uncle Lincoln Antosky used to stay home and take care of us.
Mm-hmm.
I guess that's the way it was in every household. The parents go out and, you know, wrestle for a living.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only way they made their living.
Mm-hmm.
So somebody had to be there to take care of the kids, but then I guess we did a good job of looking after ourselves. I think Mary was a good dishwasher. Although she hid some pots and pans.
Did your mom have a chance to go to school?
No, she never did.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think, well, she learned how to write her name,
mm-hmm.
you know, because
mm-hmm.
I guess she got tired of writing X
mm-hmm.
on her checks.
Mm-hmm.
And I know she worked hard.
Mm-hmm.
And then as being the oldest in the family, it was my job as filling in for her
mm-hmm.
to look after my younger brothers and sisters.
Mm-hmm.
And I did that at an early age, maybe at the age of 11, I
mm-hmm.
think it was up to me to take care of almost everything for her. And she always used to say, I guess she used to feel sorry for me sometimes because she always used to skook. She's just like an Indian. She say, just like my mother is here with me, you know.
Mm-hmm. And how would she say that in her language?
Skook. In so hot, didn't I, you know,
mm-hmm.
she always used to tell her friends that,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Mm-hmm. What about when she and your father got together? About how old was your mother, do you recall?
I think they got together really young.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know how old
mm-hmm.
they used to get married in days. I guess quite early, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
It seemed like they did,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Do you know what year they got married?
They got married March or April? March 1922.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So she would have been about 18 then?
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's fairly young.
Yeah. It's young. But not really that young either, you know. Uh-huh. You're old enough to be married.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. What are your some of your early reminiscences, Josephina, as a child?
Well, I don't know. They used to. The thing about growing up is that, well, let's start with springtime. Springtime, seems like in April, I think we moved to spring camp, as mm-hmm. we call it.
Mm-hmm.
That's when we go out to hunt for muskrat.
Mm-hmm.
And then after the spring is over, we get back to Galena, get everything ready, and then we go to fish camp.
Mm-hmm.
In those days, I think we go to Old Loudoun, mm-hmm. and then we stay there till August.
Mm-hmm.
For some reason, they didn't want to stay there with us kids, you know, when it started getting dark in August.
Mm-hmm.
Then we moved to another camp on the island there, just right above here.
Mm-hmm.
And then in fall time, we go to fall camp, and that's where they used to cut their steamboat wood, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. He and Charlie, Larson Charlie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how many cords they cut, you know, and then it's going to be sold for mm-hmm. for the summer outfit.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And after it gets sold, well, that's the way they used to get themselves outfitted for the summer.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Mary, are you the next child in the family, or where do you come along?
Oh, yeah, she's after I lost my brothers, you know, she's next in line.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then third.
Third.
Yeah.
Right.
Mary, what do you remember of your mother? Let's give Mary.
A lot of things. Uh-huh. Very silly things. They're too silly.
Oh, no.
She was kind of a silly one, a spoiled one. Uh-huh. She always says she was kind of spoiled one.
Well, funny stories are part of what we're supposed to be getting for this. So if you have good funny stories, it's fine to tell them.
She was kind of tomboyish. Uh-huh. She used to love this flary dress. You know, she used uh-huh. to swing herself around, you know, uh-huh. and then she used to like to see it just fly around, you know. But then it never stayed flared very long because she used to like to climb around at the rip.
Just really to turn all the way down from the waist all the way down. Silly, she run around with me just like that. Didn't care.
So you were kind of a tomboy.
Oh yeah.
There was one real funny one, but I don't want to put it on the tape.
Okay.
I remember about mom.
Oh, that's it. Mm-hmm. Not too much. It's like I'm losing my mind.
What about your mom? What kinds of things did your mom teach you as a kid? What kinds of things did she say to you that she wanted you to remember?
Did you call my quarter?
I remember, like, how she always used to tell us not to laugh at people.
Yeah. And stuff like that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's good. If you can think mm-hmm. of things like yeah. that, that's mm-hmm. good.
Right. And don't answer your elderly. Stuff
yeah,
like
right.
That.
Don't talk uh-huh. back uh-huh. to me or mm-hmm. to your dad. Well, that was one of the biggest okay. things in our house, is I would not talk back to our parents.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
We got licking if we did.
Can you think of other things like that? Patty, mm-hmm. what about you? Can you remember things that your mom or your dad said to you when you were a kid that they wanted you to remember?
Yeah, there are a lot of things I can remember that she taught us, you know,
mm-hmm.
and trying to remember it all through our lives. I remember, like you just said, that not to laugh about people or be kind to people. You'd be on this earth not that much longer, you know. A lot of good things will come to you, you know. And all the far as I can remember back, way back, maybe in the 40s, that time we were in the spring camp over at Del Turk Atiet. You know that? That's Crane Lake in English. And when we all had measles, you know, in the camp. I remember a little bit of that. And just maybe in early 70s, I flew over the place. And all that time, all I saw was on the south side of the pilot slough. I only found out in 1970 that it was on the north side. And this last year, I think, is that first time I wanted to find out where that was. And Hazel and Gabe and a whole bunch of us, we were trying to walk back there, but that port is quite a ways back there, you know. And those things like that, all I think about, what my mother and my dad used to tell us and teach us, how to skin muskrats and beavers and, you know, set snares, you know. And there was a time where we were below Ruby. We had a camp there. That was the first time ever see a marten. I was kind of small yet, and it took me half an hour, 35 minutes to you know, it was in the trap, you know. And, it took that long to for me to you know, destroy it and bring it home to my mother and told her that you caught a marten. And she was glad. And the first time I ever see it, I thought I was a cat for a while. And all us, what I learned from her is the native language that they talk now, which a lot of young guys don't even understand.
Sure.
And I like to listen to those older people. When they're talking, I understand them. And that's very important to me, because I'm proud to know two languages. And I'm not afraid to talk in it either if I have to, you know. And she always say that get along with your elderly, and that's what I like to do. I like to be right there with the older people and learn from them. And even Ricky Jew said that himself, you know, during his speech.
Sure.
And my mother always, before maybe about 2 or 3 years she was here, you know, every other night or every some certain night I visit her, and she's always playing cards in there, and she tell me about long time ago, older days, and she's quiet, you know, she play solitaire or whatever kind of games she play. And then if somehow we get an argument, I remember that she used to say, shh, keep quiet, you know, and we try and listen to her, you know, and which we did, because, you know, we know someday she'll be gone, and I'm proud of that. And there's one time where somebody told me that they had a store, Grandpa had a store down here.
Alan
Olner. And somebody asked from the other side of the counter, what time is it? She looked at the watch, and she didn't know how to read and write, and she didn't know how to tell time either. She looked at the clock, and, oh, it's 15 o'clock. The person looked surprised, but I guess she understands. And another time I came back from out in the trap line, and I was tired. And, you know, I always like to run in snowshoes and like to be outdoors, and I want to keep in good condition, you know. So this one time I was out there on the couch, she was back this laying down, and somebody was about to come in, I guess. And anyway, I was exercising, laying down on my back and touching my my toe with my hand and just up and down, and she would come out of the bedroom with slippers on, and she looked at me and she went back in, and I've read one of those, her friends come in and they say in her native language, this time school, you're crazy. she thought I went crazy because
sit up.
That's what it was. Yeah. Yeah. She had tea with her friends, you know, and it was nice to see her and enjoy her visit with her older elders like her, you know.
Yeah.
And, she was a very nice person, as much as I can say that.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask you just one question that I think is important for kids today to understand. What do you think that your parents taught you in terms of how to grow up to be a man, in terms of the way people live, in terms of the way your parents live compared to now? It's kind of a hard question, but I'm sure that there were things they taught you in terms of as a man and as an Athabascan, there were things that were important for you to know, and I'm wondering if there were things that were different than, say, you're teaching your children or that some other parents now teach their children.
I think our dad set the rules of how we're to act and to conduct ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
But mom is the one that gave us, how would I say that, why, and, you know.
That explain things, is that what you mean?
Yeah, right, you know, tell us, you know. Our dad didn't communicate with us very much, as I remember it. Do you remember that? He never used to talk with us very much.
Mm-hmm.
Because, of course, he was busy all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And when he comes in, he rests. He just lay any place and just sleep. And then he goes on again.
Mm-hmm.
But mom is the one that spent enough time with us and tell us, you know,
mm-hmm.
the things that we know now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But then we know dad, for somehow we know dad's rule.
Mm-hmm.
Even if it goes through mom, you
mm-hmm.
know, your dad doesn't want us, don't want you to do this.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I know that I was the one that couldn't smoke
mm-hmm.
or drink.
Mm-hmm.
Because she told me, your dad don't want you to smoke or drink.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that was the biggest rule for me,
mm-hmm.
you know, from dad, although that's my mother told me.
Mm-hmm.
I
guess what I'm trying to get at, and it's kind of a hard question to answer, is being a man or being a woman has changed some,
mm-hmm.
you know, like from your grandfather's time to your father's time to your time to the present. And I guess what I'm trying to get at is, What of those changes have you seen in your own lives as reflected in the way your parents treated you or taught you?
Okay, for my part, I'm trying to raise my children almost the same way that my mother raised me.
Mm.
And I often talk with them, even my boys, you know.
Mm-hmm.
This is the way it was,
mm-hmm.
you know. And I don't think that like a Bible, it's not going to change, you know, if the world is going to be
mm-hmm.
better for a mankind.
Mm-hmm.
So they know,
mm-hmm.
you know. I even relay the old superstition we had in our Athabascan culture.
Mm-hmm.
And they know about those things too, through mm-hmm. me.
Mm-hmm.
Because who else is going to teach them?
Very true.
Right. And then their father was, their father died early, so they had to be sent to Holy Cross, and he doesn't know too much about those things.
Mm-hmm.
But I know I was around old people a lot, so I know about a lot of those things.
Mm-hmm.
So I try to pass it on to my kids, so they know.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Patty, how would you respond to that in terms of the changes? I guess I'm thinking not so much in how they raised you, but in what you have to respond to, you know, the changes in the world out there that, you know, affect you, and how they taught you to respond to those things.
Well, for me, you know, I was raised in a log cabin,
mm-hmm.
you know, for one thing. And in our family, we used to kind of take turns and bring the wood and fill in the box.
Mm-hmm.
As right now, you don't hardly see any wood stove, hardly, you know, maybe mm-hmm. in quite a few places maybe, but at least in my place now, it's mm-hmm. oil stove, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, but a long time ago, you know, you have to bring your wood in and fill up the box. Next night, it would be my brother's turn or mm-hmm. something like that, and my turn to fill a water barrel with ice or something like that, mm-hmm. you know, and we take turns in doing things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a long time ago there was no snowball, and right now you have, a long time ago it was all dogs and there's no snowball, you know,
mm-hmm.
and we used to have to, you know, cook for the dogs too, you know,
mm-hmm.
and help with whatever, getting smoke wood for my dad, with my dad, you know,
mm-hmm.
to go out and get that wood. And we'll make sure my mother had all wood cut for her cooking for us, you
mm-hmm.
know.
Mm-hmm.
And that's quite a change there.
Sure.
Yeah. Right now they have propane stove,
mm-hmm.
they have snow goes,
mm-hmm.
all stoves.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a big change there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do you think that affected the amount of work that kids did when you were growing up in terms of helping their family versus how much they tend to do now?
Ask that question again.
Okay. Do you think kids do more or less work for their family now than they did when you were growing up?
I think they're doing less work
mm-hmm.
now
mm-hmm.
because long time we were growing up, all these, we had to help our parents do all these things
mm-hmm.
there, because there was no TV
mm-hmm.
and there was no movies. We didn't, here in Galena, we didn't have no store or post office.
Mm-hmm.
We had to create our own activity here among all the children, and we all got along good, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It was just great, I think.
Mm-hmm. Dean, let's get you in here. yeah. Dean, where do you come? Are you one of the later children in the
I'm,
family?
The third from the last one.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And I guess by the time you came along, your mother had a time when she wasn't really well. Maybe you could talk a little bit about that.
I remember just, you know, her being sick all the time, you know.
So. Uh-huh. She had TB?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And what happened to her as a result of that?
Well, she went to, I stayed with Barney and Marie.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, I went to the hospital myself. Mm. I was in Anchorage.
So you had TB too?
Mm-hmm.
Ah, okay. Were you there at the same time as your mother?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Uh-huh. So you
I was supposed to go out to Seattle, but she asked them to if I could stay there in Anchorage, you know.
Yeah.
So I got to see her in the hospital once in a while anyway.
Oh, that's good. That's mm-hmm. good. And then what happened after she came back to Galena? Were you with her then? Or?
No, she moved to Ruby in the meantime. So
uh-huh.
I ended up going to Ruby from Anchorage.
Uh-huh. And about how old were you when you moved to Ruby?
About 14.
Mm-hmm. What would the date for that be?
In May. Yeah, May. In the springtime.
Did you go to school there that year?
In Anchorage, I stayed there 1 year.
No, I mean in Ruby.
In Ruby, yeah.
Uh-huh, oh, that's right.
What year, I mean? I'm sorry.
In 54.
Uh-huh.
Or 55, I mean.
Yeah. Okay.
Come on.
So you went to school after that in Ruby?
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And then when did your mom move back to Galena?
Oh, gee. I don't know. I was living with Donald Johnson then.
Yeah. Must be about 1960 or so.
Yeah, I was 18 when, when we moved back down, and I stayed with my sister Celia.
Uh-huh. So you were in Ruby maybe about 5 years, something like that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Or less.
Or less. Okay, good, good.
Then I lived here before she died.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's part.
Yeah, okay, thank you.
Guys in the bush.
Mm-hmm.
Since all these propane, snow goes, oil stove, whatnot, are here, you know,
mm-hmm.
they learn a lot about keeping their snow goes running.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, what I'm trying to say is that it seems like the men in the bush, their personal of all trade.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're electricians, they're mechanics, they're carpenters,
they're plumbers,
everything.
Yeah.
In most cases,
yeah.
They teach themselves. They don't go to school for it, but there they are. They'll pick up an old snow go and just pick up pieces here and there, and there they are. They got it going, sometimes with no cover, but there it's running. Yeah, really. Mm-hmm.
What about women's lives? How did you see women's life, a woman's life, changing in your mother's lifetime?
Well, like I take for example, like this Shagluk dancers
mm-hmm.
yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
There was this two ladies there on the stage, and there's these guys there.
Mm-hmm.
They're under the influence, mm-hmm. you know. Well, they're not going along with these guys that's drinking. They don't like they're meant to be drinking.
Mm-hmm.
You could just see it, you know, mm-hmm. in their face. But they're not saying anything.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Spud Williams and Morris Thompson, I tell them, that's the way the women were long ago.
Mm-hmm.
They let the men do all the talking, and they tend to just go along, you know. They don't say nothing,
mm-hmm.
although they don't like it.
Mm-hmm.
And Spud Williams say, that's right. You know, that's the way it is now. The women have more say in most cases than a man would.
Mm-hmm.
You say, pity a man that just don't know how to stick up for himself. That's what they say,
yeah.
you know?
Yeah.
And it is true.
Uh-huh.
And nowadays too, you know, when women start arguing with their husband, it's just like a full force of water just going down, you know. Their husband couldn't even put in the word edgewise.
Mm-hmm. So that has been a real change in terms of
yes.
kind of the balance of power
that's
in relationships.
Right.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. That's very interesting.
Women's lib.
When your mom was young, did she ever talk about some of the things that women used to have to do at the time when they started menstruating? Did she have to do any of those things, you know?
I don't remember.
Sit in the corner?
Yeah, you know.
She told me about that, you know.
Did she tell you about that?
Yeah, where they have to sit in the corner and wear a scarf, and they're not supposed to look at boys or anything.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
And then, you know, with her, I think her, but being the only child,
mm-hmm.
I think they tended to kind of spoil her.
Mm-hmm.
And I think her dad didn't want her to go through that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I don't think she had to do that. Well, of course she had to do certain things, you
mm-hmm.
know, like eat fresh meat, and she had maybe to wear gloves, because she made me wear gloves.
Mm-hmm.
And I was so embarrassed, you know, when we had to go to Kaikuk, and here I had to wear the scarf, gloves, and I thought, oh.
So you did have to. So you had to do some of those things.
Oh yes,
yeah.
She made me do it.
Uh huh. Uh-huh. What about you, Mary? Did you have to do those things?
No, the first day I threw my bandana gloves away.
But Josephine being the first one, huh? Kind of
right, and being an obedient.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. But then
She got away with murder.
That sounds like the older sister talking there.
But then I got even with her once in a while. I used to knock her down size once in a while. And the mom used to get mad at me.
Do you guys remember any celebrations, family celebrations that took place, like Christmas time or other times when there were kind of...
You mean in our home or in the village?
Oh, both. Either one, really.
You know, I remember my mother cooking booze, you know, like for Thanksgiving or mm-hmm. Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
And then for Christmas, I know we all used to go to the schoolhouse
mm-hmm.
just to watch a Christmas play,
mm-hmm.
you know. And then we all used to be so excited about getting this little box from Red Cross because it held all the pencils, and sometimes it had a ring, it had necklaces in there, and mm-hmm. a little comb. Boy, that was the highlight of our day.
Mm-hmm.
One of those.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what thing we used
Junior
to look
Red
for
Cross,
the,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't know what we used to look for. Rings, I guess, or necklaces.
Oh, I guess so.
Yeah.
What about you, Patty? Do you have any remembrances of family get-togethers or celebrations when you were young?
Remember anything about your Christmas play? We have to learn poems and stuff, you know, that we have to recite. Did we? Seems like we have to do that
mm-hmm.
and sing Christmas songs.
Yeah, we used to do that, but you mean with the family or
either one, family or community, you know?
Oh yeah, we used to do something like that. You know, we had a log cabin school down here by the old church.
Mm-hmm.
That church is still there,
mm-hmm.
but the cabin came down in 1959,
mm-hmm.
somewhere in there, and that new school was built in this 73 or 74, somewhere in there,
uh-huh.
a brand new school up here in Newtown
right.
site.
Right.
But I remember we used to go to that log cabin, just one whole big room, you know. We used to watch a movie, John Wayne.
Yeah.
yeah.
One end
Red
was
Skelton,
the other half was Liverpool.
Abbott Costello,
uh-huh.
yeah. And
uh-huh.
I remember my mother used to go with us there
uh-huh.
and watch a movie. Everybody used to go.
Uh-huh.
And used to gather around in there. And I remember when the first tape recorder came out, when our teacher, Emil Kowalczyk,
uh-huh.
was our teacher then, took out that tape recorder, and by God, we a long time ago, just about every boy in town know how to play guitar or
uh-huh.
violin.
Uh-huh.
You don't see that hardly nowadays, you know. And so we tape some songs, so whatever we know by
uh-huh.
Hank Williams. We used to have our favorites too, you know.
Yeah.
yeah. But I remember my cousin Vic and I and some other boys that grew up with, we was in the Christmas play one time when we used to sing that, "We three kings of Orient are," and hanging on to each other, you know.
Yeah.
And we used to be tough guys, I guess, you know. We used to hang on to each other, you know, walk around the street and
yeah.
watch these guys play marbles, you know, along,
uh-huh.
along the bank there when we used to throw out. That was quite a thing a long time ago, the marble games, yeah.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Just before the ice go out, yeah.
Uh-huh.
There used to be a lot of birds flying around out there among the little weeds and stuff.
Uh-huh.
You hardly see that nowadays.
Uh-huh.
A lot of white geese and everything else, and you know, a lot of good food long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
Hard to see that nowadays. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And
so you go out there and play marbles on the edge of the bank?
Yeah, uh-huh. Yeah. That's one of the first places they ever tow out, you know.
Yeah, I don't know how you guys used to play that. You know, we boys used to play that. Even girls used to play that.
Yeah,
yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
and pocket knife too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they do all kinds of, you know,
yeah.
with their hand, you know, a certain way, and a
uh-huh.
knife game, I don't
uh-huh.
know.
And everybody, you know, we used to have, well, dances, you know, we have dances for New Year's and Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
And
Native dancing or
no, just
square dancing?
Square dancing, then Regina Reel, whatever mm-hmm. they're doing now. Or
fiddle music dancing.
Fiddle music, yeah. And the problem we used to have there is that we had to have wood for the dance hall, you know, and we used to gather up wood from one block from each household, uh-huh. maybe. And sometimes they get stingy to us. For a block of wood, so we go out with 5-6 dogs and buy a load, you know.
Uh-huh.
One time we had to dance for 28 days, you know. And even Gabe, my brother, that don't even dance, he used to go out and cut wood with us, you know. Yeah, that was Jimmy and all them guys, and Ralph and us, and he used to call for square dance, you know. I don't see him do that no more, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And old Larson, when there was square dances, he used to call for a 16 couple, you know, 14 mm-hmm. couple, man, he was really good, you know.
Yeah,
yeah, and everybody knew what to do, you know, there was no mix-up.
Yeah, people had practiced enough.
That's right.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Then we lost a brother here in 1973, right? 1973, Barney.
Uh-huh.
Barney Nolan.
Uh-huh.
He's older than Mary.
Uh-huh.
Right?
No, he's younger than me.
Oh, next to you. Yeah, uh-huh. Younger than uh-huh. Mary. He was an all-around guy. He used to put up his own sawmill, used to cut houses. He really went for a two-story house. Every time he's going to build a house, he's like, it was two-story. In fact, you know, a year before he drowned, you know, he was, I was here for boat races, and he said, I'll take you way up the road. He said, I'm going to build a house. And I tell him, another two-story. Yeah. All the nice things about mom.
Oh, mom, then you must have said everything.
Oh, not quite.
But as you remember.
Yeah. Celia Brigette has joined us. Brigette, sorry. I didn't mean to pronounce it incorrectly. And maybe it would be good to tell where in the family you come. What child are you? Are you fifth or sixth, or where do you come?
Would be...
Let me see. Alfred, Angela, Jean, me.
Yeah, there was about 16 of us.
I Patty, then me.
Mm-hmm. So you're
fifth. Would be the fifth.
Fifth from the last.
Fifth from the last. Okay.
The beginning.
Yeah.
From the last. That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because we lost.
Mm-hmm. I've been asking the others what kind of special memories they have of your mother. Maybe you can, you know, special things that you remember or funny things that you remember happening. Maybe even some of the earliest memories you have of your mother.
Mom, let me see. I know one thing she always used to say, you know, about, well, always one of the things she always used to say is, like when you go out, you know, like to the dances or something, you know, how to behave.
Mm-hmm.
And always try to act like a lady,
mm-hmm.
which is, I think this is why I always tried my best, you know.
Mm-hmm.
She always used to say, never walk around with a can of beer in your hands, or never, you know, walk on the streets with a suit. It's not ladylike, you know.
Mm-hmm.
All the little things you used to teach us when we were growing up.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's what stuck in my mind.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
I think this is one of the reasons why, either we drank or smoked, because of what she used to
mm-hmm.
teach me.
Mm-hmm.
And then, well, Dad too, you know. Dad never. I think they both set a good example for us.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All the time going up. And the things I know she always says, you know, when you have visitors, always make sure that, you know, you make
visitors feel welcome.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure that they have something to eat.
Mm-hmm.
Things like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, shall we say, never talk about people. I know that shall we say. She used to tell me, if you don't have nothing nice to say about people, you know,
mm-hmm.
better not to say nothing.
Yeah, that's good advice. Good advice. Can you remember any funny things that happened while you were a kid? That's a hard question to think about right off the top of the head. Or times when you got into a scrape, maybe?
With Mom?
No, not necessarily with Mom, oh. But you know.
Ah.
Oh, yeah,
that's right.
It's, Mom was, that's one thing I always remember about Mom, you know, she never hollered at us.
Mm-hmm.
All the time we were growing up.
Mm-hmm.
And you had to do what she said or else.
Mm-hmm.
I remember never being afraid of Mom, but of Dad, you know, I was mm-hmm. always afraid she'd yeah. tell Dad.
Uh-huh.
That's where, probably were the same way, huh?
Uh-huh. Did any of you ever get a spanking growing up?
Yes. From Dad. Only from Dad.
Uh-huh.
Never from Mom.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. No, never from Mom. I think Mom was too tiny.
So, thank you. That's great.